On both dials, this is the station where your friends are. AM 1220, KJAN Atlantic, and FM 101.1, translator K266AN Atlantic.
KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, 37 degrees. We look for it to be sunny today, a high of 63. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. One person has died in a crash involving a car and a semi in Dallas County early this morning. The Iowa State Patrol says 28-year-old Danny Lynn Dutton of Van Meter, who was wearing his seatbelt, died in the crash. It happened at around 1:35 a.m. just off the Van Meter exit from I-80 westbound. Officials say Dutton had begun to exit the interstate when the 2014 VW he was driving came into contact with a 2016 tractor trailer that was parked on the shoulder of the exit ramp. Following the collision, the VW came to rest on its top in the ditch. The operator of the semi, 52-year-old James Ronald Renshaw of Council Bluffs, was not hurt. The accident remains under investigation. An online financial company has released a study evaluating which counties in the country have the lowest per capita personal debt. And a couple of Iowa counties have been cited. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Smart Asset ranks the residents of Wright County, Iowa, as having the fourth smallest personal debt load of any county in the country. According to the analysis, residents in the Wright County area spend on average about 41% of their income on a mortgage, about 7.5% of their income on a vehicle loan, and another 8% on credit card debt. Clay County ranks second in the state and 14th nationally for lowest per capita personal debt load. O'Brien, Des Moines, Alamakee, Buena Vista, Henry, Kossuth, Jackson, and Floyd counties were all ranked in the top 10 in Iowa for low personal debt. Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson.
In the immediate KJAN listening area, Cass County ranks 24th lowest in the state for personal debt load. Residents spend on average 7.9% of their income on credit card debt, 12.1% on a vehicle loan, and 80.2% on a mortgage. The average income per capita is $25,448. In Guthrie County, which ranked 27th, residents spend about 9.5% of their income for credit card debt, 11.6% for vehicle loans, and 66% for a mortgage. And in Pottawatomie County, which ranks 54th and where the per capita income is $25,847, residents spend 9.1% of that for credit card debt, 12.9% for vehicle loans, and 94.3% of their income for a mortgage. Now, Smart Asset didn't have enough data to list for Audubon, Adair, Adams, Montgomery, and Shelby counties. Information is available for Harrison, Mills, and Page counties in southwest Iowa. You can see the link under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com for information about other Iowa counties. An old tool plant in Sioux City is being transformed for use in processing organic ingredients. American Natural Processors Incorporated wants to expand its contract manufacturing business at the former Sioux Tools plant. Company owner Mark Schuett says the century-old structure would be used to process specialty organic and non-genetically modified proteins, as well as for packaging, warehousing, and distribution. Schuett said he didn't have an estimate on the total cost of the project, which is expected to be finished by next fall. The project is expected to create some 20 to 25 jobs. The central Iowa city of Sheldahl has issued a bottled water advisory after testing found concentrations of nitrate more than twice the maximum level considered to be safe. The Iowa DNR says officials issued the advisory Friday after the DNR found nitrate levels of just over 2 milligrams per liter of water. The sample was taken November 4th, but a laboratory didn't notify the DNR within 24 hours as required. The city is flushing its water system and the DNR is conducting additional tests. The water is considered safe for adults and children older than 6 months, but can be dangerous for younger children. The Iowa DNR didn't identify the cause of the problem, but high nitrate levels have been a persistent problem, in part because of fertilizer runoff from farms. A report from Agriculture's Clean Water Alliance says half of the 45 monitoring sites on the Raccoon River in central Iowa are showing the highest average nitrate levels in 10 years of data collection. Data on the river, which is a source of drinking water for 500,000 central Iowa residents, was included in the Agribusiness Group's Thursday report. The group's executive director, Roger Wolf, says significant amounts of rain this year has stripped nitrogen from the state's farm fields, and nitrate levels have fluctuated in recent years due to shifts between wet and dry growing conditions. He said many factors influence water quality, but that weather is a particular driving force. Jennifer Terry, environmental advocacy leader for Des Moines Water Works, says the group's report shows continued water degradation. A 61-year-old inmate serving time at a maximum security prison in Iowa has died of natural causes. The Iowa Department of Corrections says Lawrence Raymond Dawson died Thursday at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics in Iowa City. Officials say Dawson died of natural causes from liver cancer. He was assigned to the Anamosa State Penitentiary in Cedar Rapids and had been sentenced to serve a total of 80 years for sex abuse and assault convictions. He began one of his sentences in 1983. An Iowa inmate accused of trying to kill another inmate has been sentenced to additional time in prison. 22-year-old Michael Swanson was sentenced this month to 25 years in prison following a guilty plea of attempted murder. A criminal complaint said Swanson slashed an inmate in the neck at the Iowa Medical and Classification Center in Coralville in November of 2014. The victim required stitches for several cuts. Swanson was serving two life sentences at the time for the 2010 shooting deaths of 47-year-old Vicki Bowman Hall and 61-year-old Sheila Myers. The women were working at separate convenience stores at the time of their deaths. Swanson was 17 at the time, and he's awaiting a resentencing hearing following a U.S. Supreme Court ruling on juvenile sentencing. More predictions point toward gloomy financial times ahead for Iowa farmers as commodity prices trend lower for corn and soybeans. Rod Johansson, an economist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, says those commodity prices have continued to drop and now have reached a crucial point.
They may be coming down so far in some cases that farmers aren't meeting their cost of production.
Despite predictions for record or near record yields, the abysmal prices means many farmers may have to make some difficult decisions as they plan for the months ahead.
Producers start digging into their capital reserves, and they also see a reflection in the negotiated land rent values. We would expect to see an increase in loan activity occurring in the banking sector.
As they head into spring planting season in a few months, some Iowa farmers may choose to leave select plots of land unplanted, as it may cost more to grow a crop than the crop is worth.
Marginal production acres, low yield acres, high cost of production acres would likely exit from production if prices remain too low to cover production costs on those acres.
Some farmers may have to dip into their rainy day funds to make ends meet. He says the good news is that there are backup plans in place, as many farmers have insurance and there are safety net programs built into the farm bill. Police, prosecutors, and medical professionals gathered in Iowa City this past week for a summit on the growing problem of heroin addiction in Iowa. They heard how overuse of prescription painkillers leads addicts to turn to heroin, which is cheaper and easier to get, and how heroin use now rivals the methamphetamine epidemic. Dr. Anthony Miller with Veterans Hospital in Iowa City said the heroin problem has its roots in the 1990s when views on managing pain shifted in American medicine. He says providers began to think that undertreating pain was wrong and that painkillers known as opioids are safe.
And between the years of 1997 and 2007, the amount of opioids prescribed in the United States quadrupled.
Their use in Iowa tripled and the addiction to opioids soared. Now addicts who started on pain pills are injecting heroin to satisfy the craving. Heroin deaths, which we used to be associated with a sordid ghetto life, are happening to the boy and girl next door. Andy Brown of Davenport was prescribed Percocet for pain for surgery when he was 14. He died of a heroin overdose at the age of 33. His mother, Kim Brown, showed pictures of her son during the summit and says the third time he overdosed, he died. The person he was with didn't call for help. Brown now advocates for easier access to a medicine that works as an antidote for the overdose that would otherwise be deadly. That's one of several strategies experts examined to minimize the damage from heroin use, while law enforcement struggles to keep it off the streets. Federal Drug Enforcement Agent Matt Bradford said big heroin busts are going down in Chicago, and that is a key here.
Chicago is your main source city here that supplies Iowa. So Chicago is important.
He says the drug comes primarily from a cartel in Mexico. Now officials have launched the Eastern Iowa Heroin Initiative to address prevention, treatment, and enforcement in Lynn, Johnson, Blackhawk, and Dubuque counties. A spokesman for the Iowa Department of Public Health said there are more methadone clinics to treat the addicted in Eastern Iowa because of a heroin problem there. He said there are clinics in Council Bluffs and Sioux City, and that doesn't leave a lot of options when patients there are coming for daily dosing. And while heroin has grabbed the attention of Iowans, the relatively older problem of painkiller addiction persists. Experts say student athletes should be educated about pain meds. They say employers should be aware of the potential for their employees to be overprescribed pain meds following workplace injuries. Keynote speaker Sam Quinones, author of Dreamland, The True Tale of America's Opiate Epidemic, says pharmaceutical companies should be paying for the unused drug collection efforts underway in some Iowa towns. He says heroin use has exploded because it hasn't been acknowledged like meth.
People have been mortified of talking about their kid who died in a McDonald's bathroom with a needle in his arm.
Health officials say for the 13-year period beginning in 2000, Iowans dying from prescription medication overdoses increased 20-fold. Heroin overdose deaths experienced the same alarming rate of increase, jumping from 1 to 20 deaths per year.